I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This morning.
You got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
It's your morning mess on a Wednesday morning. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, Natasha Castles.
And it's Anish.
All right, all in favor to help Paige get back at her boyfriend live on the air, say aye.
Aye.
Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
So we hear you need some revenge on your man this morning.
I do. I very much do. I'm super angry at him.
Should we put a cape on you?
She's Superman.
You just got that?
See, if someone's mad, but then you put a cape on them, they're Superman.
Yeah,
okay,
like
Paige, proceed.
I don't know what happens.
Here's the deal. I've been watching a lot of true crime stories. I love them.
Oh, me too.
But they also really, really freak me out.
Yeah.
I have nightmares after those shows.
Yeah, it's... I don't know if it's good for me because afterwards, I mean, I can't sit in a room alone because I'm scared someone waiting there to murder me.
Right.
But anyway, so the other night, my boyfriend left for work. It was right after we finished a Dateline episode, so I was just a little on edge. I turn on some Friends just to lighten the mood and, like, you know, like a palate cleanser to just, you know, I was home alone. I was freaking out.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me, girl. I watched Sailor Moon.
What?
You guys understand.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, you know, laugh track's going, and then I start to hear just something out on the back patio. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm making this up because I do stuff like that. But I look outside, and I don't see anything.
Okay.
And then 2 minutes later, I hear more movement, and I look, and the doorknob is moving like someone is trying to come in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Thank you for understanding because I have never been so scared in my entire life, and I just start freaking out. I mean, at first, I can't. It's one of those things where, like, you try to scream, like, in a dream, and you can't. And then I was screaming, and I was about to dial 911, and then I hear my boyfriend laughing his ass off outside.
Well played. Yeah.
You can stand alone over there in the corner, Joey. That was awful.
I can only imagine that, like you said, you're already on edge. I get scared when the air conditioning just comes on and the whole house just creaks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that enough is for me.
Yeah, I was terrified. And so after I calmed down, I let him back in, and he just keeps laughing. And it's the funniest thing in the entire world. God, I almost had a heart attack. I really... So I obviously need to get him back for being such a head, and I need to get him out.
I like you, girl.
What's this genius's name?
This genius's name is Jason.
Jason. Now, this is your boyfriend or husband?
This is my boyfriend.
Boyfriend Jason. All right, almost scared you to death. Well, guess what we're going to do around here? We're going to get him back live on the radio.
Yay, yay.
This is what we call revenge. This is what we call a cupcake call. Are you familiar with these, Paige?
Yes.
So we're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. In 60 seconds of our show to coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him with all, hopefully, his friends and family listening, because we send you an email back. Did you text everybody to listen in at this time?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So do you know how you're going to get him to baby talk to you?
I've got some ideas.
Love this. Love it.
A little evil laugh in there. I appreciate that.
So up next, Cupcake Call with Paige and her boyfriend, Jason. Hold on right there, okay, Paige?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake. Yummy, yummy, yummy. You're my sweetie pie.
So we just talked to Paige, who basically almost got scared to death, literally, by her boyfriend, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You watching Dateline, right, Paige? And he thought it'd be funny to go around the back door and meddle around with the doorknob. Scared you half to death.
That's what happened, yep.
Well, now you're going to take his pride and his dignity. You're going to smash it in front of millions of people. So I'm here for this girl.
Okay.
What's going on with Anish?
Wreck it!
What is wrong with you? All right, so we're going to do a cupcake call. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
You got 60 seconds to coax him because he has no idea he'll be live on the radio to baby talk to you, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Paige, let's give him a call.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
Not much. I'm just
calling you here from work. Was thinking about you and wanted to see what you were up to. And I hate to bring it up again, but just how I've been feeling kind of weird about things between us since we were fighting over you scaring me shitless the other day. I wanted to talk through.
We talked about this, okay? We don't need to talk about it. I told you I was sorry. It was a little cheap, you know.
I don't know. It just really got me on edge. And I was wondering if maybe right now, while I'm on my break, you could do that thing I like, you know?
What thing?
I think you know what thing.
You like a lot of
baby.
Things. You gotta be a little more so.
It would really, really make me feel better if you did.
I gotta, like, move from where I am right now. You want me to do this right now?
Yeah, why not? Maybe we can...
Hold on.
Work up a rapport for later tonight.
Okay. Baby cakes? I'm so sorry I made... Can I make you feel better? Give you a little spanky winky?
Yeah, that would make me feel better, I think.
A little spanky winky? If you bend over, I'll give you a little spanky winky.
No, I'm going to give you a little spanky winky.
No, come on.
Yeah, we can negotiate this later tonight, baby.
I'm so sorry I scared you.
Yeah, I thought you would be.
Excuse me, we'd like to interrupt this phone call. We want to speak to Spanky Wanky, please. Yeah. Spanky Wanky there, hello?
What?
Jason.
What?
We got to let you know you're live on the radio. It's The Morning Mess on Live 105, and you've just been cupcake called.
Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it.
Who's on the radio now?
Yeah, I feel wonderful. How do you feel, Jason?
No,
how does it feel?
No. This is because of the... Let's go for an eye for an eye here. I did a joke in...
Oh, Spanky Winky does not like being on the receiving end of a joke, Spanky Winkies.
Oh, Spanky Winky.
Well, you threw yourself under the bus, too, saying you liked it a little, so...
that's kind of true, though, Paige. You are kind of a freak, aren't you? Your wanky likes to get spanky, huh? Hello.
Is this, like, live?
Yes, you are live on the radio. You got any shout-outs, Spanky Wanky?
Yeah, that's funny. I like...
Boy, Spanky Wanky, tell me more. So cute when you're mad, Spankies.
Keep going till you're sad.
Okay, so, Mr. Wanky, when's the last time you had some spanky?
Ah!
Some wanky.
This is not over.
I'm turning all the doorknobs in the house next time.
There goes my career in politics.
All right, sir. All right, Mr. Spanky Wanky.
If you want a whisket for the biscuit, vote for Spanky Wanky for 2020. I approve this message. Hang up the phone.
This is my girlfriend.
Hi, Jesus, Spanky. Hang up the phone.
Oh, my God, Joey.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.